Will you turn it on for me?
Well, you see, sir,
is there a problem?
I'm afraid the shape of my lens is not that precise. The images are quite blurry. The astronomy department is making a better one. It was supposed to be ready in time for your visit, but it won't be ready until tomorrow.
Turn it on, gentlemen.
Dr. Orphew?
Yes, turn it on, Scudamore. Otherwise, he will think we are charlatans.
So, we start with the fan. Add electricity through the lens, and finally add the light.
I see something.
Draw the curtains, Scudamore.
Ah, yes. It's a room. And that's a man over there, I think.
Yes, and another one seated in the shadows.
If you say so.
We've seen this many times. The first man is doing some kind of ritual. He kneels and prostrates himself before something. We can't tell what.
And then, watch.
See? The man from the shadows comes up from behind.
The first man seems unaware.
Yes, and when he starts to stand up, the second man grabs him from behind.
What in heaven's name?
It's very difficult to tell what's happening.
I swear, he touched his forehead to the back of the first man's neck, and the man fainted.
He'll recover in a moment. There, see?
And now, is he leaving?
Yes, and in a few minutes there'll be another one. And on and on.
You can turn the machine off now, Scudamore.